Hello, what you are about to hear is a preview of this week's premium episode on It's Just Banter. If you would like to hear this episode in full, along with the full archive of previous premium episodes, go to patreon.com/itsjustbanter. It's only $5 a month to subscribe. I became interested in the whole topic. I think that where this starts is I watched The Last Duel, and I'd like to...
Oh, that's a good movie.
Yeah, have a sidebar here. I think that the conversation around it when it was released was that it is not good, and anyone who thinks that is one of the dumbest people on the planet. That movie fucking rocks. I don't know how a single person didn't like it.
I don't know that they have to be dumb, but I liked it.
It's so good.
It's good.
And so
I think it's better too if you don't. I think it's especially good if you can separate yourself from the idea that it has to be a true story. If it's, you know what I mean? Like people get like, there's parts about it that are deeply problematic. If you think it's trying to express some like version of history, but it's not, it's just another movie and it's a good one.
Yeah. And like, you're making my point for me. If you think that anything that someone's telling you about from the 1300s is exactly as it happened, then you're a fucking dummy in the first place.
It could have, I don't really remember this, but I remember immediately after watching it, thinking it could have better handled like just that the women in the movie got short shrifted in some significant ways that I don't know, but maybe that was the point of the movie and maybe it was just washing over me. I haven't seen it in long enough that I can't remember if my reflections were that deep in my appreciation or as I thought about it more I was like maybe that could have been handled better.
I mean, you know, it's certainly the relations between the sexes are a key theme, and back then they were, you know, not, they were in a different spot than they are today.
Sure.
Hard to say better or worse, you know, but different.
Okay.
And so in that, it's just one of the awesome parts of the movie is just seeing any depiction of 1300s Paris.
Yeah.
And just, you know, like I've been to Paris. I've walked along the river there. And that's what it's showing. Like Notre Dame, you know, is there. So you know where you are in the city because you can see the building.
It's still under construction, right? In the scenes from that movie, which I thought was neat.
Yeah, and I think it took them like 100 years or something, right?
Yeah, it's like 150, something like that. Yeah. We sound very intelligent.
that just blew my mind. And so I was talking with you about it, and you said that you've done a tour of everything that's left from medieval Paris, and that it's a short tour because it's like four things.
So I mean, there are prominent public structures that have history going back to the Middle Ages. One of them being, you know, Notre Dame Cathedral, and like the City Hall was originally built in the medieval period, and then
the
renovated.
Hotel de Ville.
Hotel de Ville. Yeah, renovated, burned down a couple times, all sorts of things like that. But there are only, I think it's four or five, just sort of regular buildings left in the whole city that are. One of them is fully restored to look as much like a medieval building as it can, and then others are partially restored. One of them is like a dorm for a university, mm-hmm. and from a couple angles it looks like a dorm, and then from a couple angles it looks like a medieval, like an old medieval sort of apartment building, which is interesting. But yeah, and then there's a lot of cellars, especially in the Marais. There's actually quite a few what are now cellars that are where the like some of them actually go back, I think, even farther. There are some that go back to on that central island where Notre Dame is. There are some below ground structures that go back to the Roman city that like the original Roman settlement there in what's now Paris.
Hey, they're putting that there because of the river, right? The original Roman settlement. Why do we have people in Paris in human history at all? Because of the river? Yeah.
Yeah. It's a significant, whatever. So there are people that have lived around there since before the Romans. The oldest human settlement is a little bit down the river, but yeah, the river, like the land's very fertile. The river is good for travel, close connection to the sea, close connection upstream to the rest of, you know, what's now central France.
Mm-hmm.
And then, go ahead.
No.
Well, the Romans like built out, and then there's kind of a neat moment where they contract. Like as Roman power wanes, they take apart a lot of the Roman built buildings that were out on what's now the right bank, and then use them to build a wall around that the main island there where there's now Notre Dame, and like the whole city was just that island for, you know, some hundreds of years, which is, I don't know, just interesting to think of it as something that expanded and contracted and then sort of exploded out of that again into what's now a huge city.
Yeah, and especially, you know, the scale of it now, to know that this all started on this one little island.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's, you know, it's one of the, like, it's just one of the big differences between America and everywhere else. It's just nothing like that. You know, like, it was a pretty big city. Like, you know, one time it was just on that island, but it was on its way to being, like, Paris, whenever, you know, white man first finds America. It's a pretty significant civilization, right?
yeah. It was, France was a thing by then, for sure.
I mean, the Notre Dame was hundreds of years old at that time.
Yeah. I did. I just Googled it, and it was completed in 1260 and started in 1163. So your 100-year guess was pretty spot on.
So 1260 to, let's just say, America's founding. That's around 500 years in America.
Yeah.
Is the time since the founding is less than that. So at the time of America's founding, Notre Dame was older than America is now.
Correct. Yeah.
So I'm very interested in this medieval thing. And you're letting me know that there's really not much of it left.
Which
is good, you know?
It is. So I think there's a couple of things from the medieval tour that I think are kind of worth noting quickly. First is that, the design of true like medieval cities. So, you know, 800 to 1500s, they had a few sort of systemic problems. First was that, they were always walled cities with, you know, sort of little dirt paths that had become roads that had buildings that were built up, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 stories around them. And the buildings would sort of lean in to provide some cover over the streets. But then the net effect is that you would sort of live your whole life in darkness because the buildings, there was no way to make glass that could be used in windows that was good enough for that purpose. So there were almost no windows in the buildings. And then everything was heated with wood fire or burning like peat moss or whatever, depending on where you are. And then even when you're outside, the buildings loom over the top of the street. So you just sort of live essentially year round in smoke and shadow, like in these crowded, cramped streets. The middle of every street is also the sewer. It's pretty quickly through even just a little bit of explanation obvious why, you know, these cities were incredibly dangerous for disease, very, very dangerous for fires, right? Like Paris is sort of saved by, I forget which king, but one of the Louis decided that all of that leaning had to be gotten rid of in like the 1640s. So they came through and they straightened all the buildings out, and then they started putting stone facades on them. And like 20 years later, London just burns to the ground because of exactly the problems of having close touching wooden buildings for a whole city, right? So you start moving away from medieval Paris in the 1600s. And then in the 1900s, essentially medieval Paris, or excuse me, in the 1800s, the 19th century, essentially medieval Paris is like just done away with.
Yeah. And that's, I don't know, like you look, I want to describe what happens before like jumping to, how to feel about it, but it's hard.
Sure.
It's hard for me because
how
you feel about it's just so wrapped up just because it's such an interesting question. I feel like, it's something that does really, has the potential to scramble people, you know, because, is authoritarianism good? I would say no. But the results, I just. Paris, another thing that they were dealing with is, you have disease, like literal disease, and emanating out from there, but also the mental disease of revolution, Justin.
to which you're not prone? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying that I like Revolution plenty. Just that there's a lot of them in France. There's the ones that you've heard of, and then many more
haven't. Often in quick succession, where it's not even clear where one ends and the other begins.
Yeah. And so you just got this period of time where it's hard to go 6 months without someone being like, "We should kill the king." This is, how long would you live in the shit, smoke, and lack of sunlight before deciding that something must change?
Apparently several hundred more years, but yeah.
Collectively, yes, but you had all kinds of guys that would say, not one more day.
They're trying it. For sure.
The gendarmes come and kill them.
I do, like, that is, so my first trip to Paris, I never formally studied French history or anything like that. But like, it's difficult to not pick up at least some stuff about the
French Revolution. You do have a degree in history.
I have a degree in history. That's true. But I don't think I read anything about French, like continental European French history outside of the basics of the Napoleon. Anyway, not interesting. Moving on. but I really, really liked the Revolution series by the guy that did the History of Rome, whose name I can't think of. And you know, his season or whatever you want to call it on the French Revolution is really interesting. And then right before Han and I went on our first trip in January of 2021, was it 21 or 22? Doesn't matter. A couple years ago, I got really interested in like, oh, I want to go to all these places that I've read about and see, you know, all the meaningful sites from the revolutionary period. And you think of France, or excuse me, you think of Paris as an old city and a place where that would be accessible. And then pretty quickly learned that it's just not, there's nothing, there's almost nothing left. The streets themselves are completely redone and reworked in almost all areas. Most of the notable buildings are gone, unless there's something that the state would see as a point of pride or a point of emphasis. It's a very interesting sort of actual, almost a vacuum of trying to find a place that feels like there's a couple mass graves. Lafayette's tomb is interesting, but like has a weird, like there's a bunch of American flags around it because of his role with us. There's just not a ton that feels like it's really from that era. And it's an interesting moment to come to terms with that. And then, you know, I'm sure any French person listening to this is like the equivalent of learning that Los Angeles and New York are not, you know, next to each other or whatever. But, anyway.
Yeah. So I don't know. You just, I always wonder about stuff like that in general. You know, like, Chicago where you live has an incredibly orderly street grid. And that's because they decided, basically, they were.